Hi, it's me. I'm back. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2012. I know it's been more than a month, almost 2 months, since I have podcasted. The last time I podcasted was on September 4th. I know, it's like almost 2 months ago. I don't know why I haven't podcasted. There's been lots of things I could have podcasted about, but I just haven't, and I don't know. Maybe this whole Hurricane Sandy is what has made me think that I need to podcast again. But since then, there's been lots of other things going on. I had my 30th high school reunion. We had a Halloween party. Apple made a whole bunch of announcements. Of course, the election. Just so many things I could have, you know, recorded and talked about, but I just haven't. But let's take a couple of those that I just mentioned and talk about those. The first one being Hurricane Sandy, and that has been ravaging the East Coast since Sunday, late Sunday evening. It began to rain here late Sunday afternoon and rained all the way through this afternoon. So we had 3 days of rain. I think we got like 6 or 7 inches of rain. The winds were unbelievable. I think at the height of the storm for us, in the D.C. area, even though we had wind and rain all day Monday, it was really Monday night around between 9 and 10 o'clock that the winds really were kicking up. All my screens were rattling. There was a wind gust recorded 61 miles an hour at Reagan National Airport. So we got a lot of wind and rain. Now, in terms of damage, the only thing I could find in my house was that in my bedroom around the window, there was water penetration, and, I mean, the carpet was pretty wet. So I just put down some towels and soaked up as much as of the water as I could, and I've had a fan on it all day today, and I'm going to keep a fan on it, keep it drying. I don't want it to mold or anything, but that was pretty much it for me. I had removed everything off the balcony, so nothing blew around on the balcony, and kept all the windows closed, so I didn't have any damage. And in terms of power, the lights flickered a couple times, but my power never actually went out, so I was really pleased about that. And of course, everyone who's watching the news knows that all along the East Coast, from Virginia all the way to Maine, have been pounded with Hurricane Sandy. And lots of damage in New Jersey and in New York, and I'm glad we didn't have that kind of damage. But I think the reason why we didn't is because we were on the, I guess, the southern part or the western part of the storm. I don't know how they describe it. But the winds and the damaging rains and all that stuff were on the eastern or northern part of the storm, and that's what hit New Jersey and New York. I don't have to go into all the details. I'm sure everyone knows what's been going on. But I think podcasting about it is a good way to record history, at least for me, of what went on. And basically from Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon through all the way to this morning, all I have done is really just watch the coverage on TV, on CNN, and then on my local stations, and following what's been going on. And it's really been quite a big mess. I guess this was the strongest storm ever recorded. The first time the stock market closed for 2 days since 1888. The New York subway system is totally shut down. We were out of school for 2 days. Just, you know, a pretty devastating storm. I posted a little video on Facebook when it was really starting to get windy and rainy, but it got much worse after that, but it was dark, so I couldn't shoot a video. Anyway, so Hurricane Sandy has come and gone, and no major problems for me, except I'm concerned about the water leakage around that window. I know I need to have my windows replaced. They are from the original building that was built in 1975, so I need to have those replaced, but I have huge windows. They're 4 feet wide by 8 feet tall, and they're about $1,300 per window, and I simply don't have that kind of money. Let me move on, because everyone is already familiar with Hurricane Sandy and what's going on. So a couple things about Apple's. Let's go move on to Apple, because, of course, you know, all things Apple I love. They introduced a new Mac Mini. I mean it. well, yes, a new Mac Mini, a new iPad Mini, and two new iMacs, and they updated the iPad to, I guess now it's what's being called the fourth generation iPad. Ooh, excuse me. In terms of the iPad Mini, it's a great little device, but I really have no need for it. I certainly cannot justify. Actually, I can't justify buying any of the new stuff. The iMac I'm currently using, I purchased in, I guess it was March of 2011. So it's not quite 2 years old yet. I do like the new iMacs, but they got rid of the optical drive and the audio in. And currently I'm recording with my mixer that is plugged into the audio in, so I don't know how I would do that. I have to get a new mixer, I guess, that uses USB or Thunderbolt, which I doubt anybody makes one with Thunderbolt. Anyway, I do like the new iMac. I love how thin it is, but I can't justify upgrading. There's no reason. My iMac still runs very fast. I have plenty of storage space on it. It looks great. There aren't anything wrong with it. I haven't had a single issue with it. Knock wood. And same with the iPad Mini. I have the third generation iPad. It's still working great for me. It's very fast. Does all the apps I need. And, you know, there's no reason to get a little iPad Mini. I don't think I could go down in size, because I was thinking about this. I have the iPhone 5, and now that I have a 3-gigabyte plan, actually, I have gotten the iPhone 5 since my last podcast, I guess. I got the iPhone 5, and I updated my data plan to 3 gigabytes a month, and I'm Instagramming like crazy and search the web and do all this stuff on my iPhone now that I don't think I would need an iPad Mini. My iPad is now more of a professional thing I use for work, and my phone is, the iPhone is used for all the other stuff I like to do. So I just can't justify having an iPad Mini. However, the one thing I did purchase was one of the new iPods, the little iPod Nano, the thin. It's much smaller. I thought it was about the size of a credit card. It's even smaller than a credit card. And I listen to all my podcasts on there now. And it has the Nike pedometer inside there, so I don't have to worry about carrying the little iPod Nano around, the little old iPod Nano that had the touchscreen. Well, I bought one of those watch bands, and I now use my little iPod Nano as a watch. I haven't worn it yet to school, but I probably should. Anyway, so I'm still using that, and put that down. About the iPod stuff, the Apple stuff, I just can't justify buying any of the new stuff. I like it. I think it's cool. All the specs are great, but I just can't purchase any of them. My next major purchase, which I think I've talked about before, is going to be a MacBook Air. I have an old MacBook, the white ones, it's probably 5 years old. And I use it for all kinds of stuff, but it's time to get an upgrade on that, because it's slow and I can't do, you know, all the latest things with it. So I'm waiting for my tax refund in February for possibly getting the MacBook Air, the 13-inch MacBook Air, and maybe by then they'll have a little bit of an update. I know they just upgraded it like 6-8 months ago, but I could really use a little update on that before I purchase it. I don't know. We'll see. Moving on to other things. I said I went to my 30th high school reunion, and that was in early October, and I was really looking forward to it. A group of us got together for lunch before the reunion, those of us who had not seen each other for a very long time, who were friends in high school, and we had our own little mini reunion lunch, and then we went to the reunion that evening. And it was interesting how, you know, and I was listening to, I can't remember, was it Musing Mark or Brenda Boo or one of those people? They were on several different shows. I keep getting them confused because these people are appearing on different shows, so I don't know where I heard them. But they were talking about their high school reunions and how the people had changed. I think it was Musing Mark. I'm not sure who was describing this. I just didn't keep it straight. But they were describing how at the 10th high school reunion, people were trying to show off how, you know, how successful they had become in the 10 years since high school and so forth. And then by there, well, the person who was describing it was the 25th high school reunion, but for me it would be the 30th high school reunion. All of these people had gotten past that. Some of us are close to our retirement age, or retiring, I should say, and we're beyond trying to impress people. You could now just talk to people as, you know, like normal people, what's going on in your life, blah, blah, blah. And I found that to be very true. It was because these people now seem to have become human. Not that I was teased a lot or bullied a lot in high school. There were a couple instances, but it didn't affect me for my whole life like some people does. But anyway, the people who I weren't necessarily that great of friends with in high school were like talking to me and asking me what's going on and what have I been doing. And you know, I was really shocked at the amount of people who I barely talked to in high school and how friendly and sociable they were at this 30th high school reunion. And a couple of them have not changed one bit in terms of looks and their personality. And others I didn't even recognize. Yes, the typical guys got fat, got bald. The women got fat. There's that. But then there's a couple of them who did not. I mean, they look exactly like they did in high school. Same hairstyle, same looks, same personality. And that was interesting how they had not changed. I don't know that I have changed a whole lot. Maybe some people would say that I have changed a lot. I don't know. It's hard to say. But anyway, I had a really good time at my 30th high school reunion, and I'm really glad I went. And I made some new connections with people, and we're friends on Facebook, and we're going to try to stay in touch. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. But I just had a really good time, and I was pleased that I went. I'm looking forward now to the 40th high school reunion in another 10 years, because I don't think we're going to have a 35th, but I think the 40th will be the next one. But I'm looking forward to it. By then, I will be retired, and there'll be several of us who will be retired, and we'll be having a whole lot of different things to talk about. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's see what else. What was the other thing that I mentioned? Hurricane Sandy, high school reunion. We had a Halloween party over the weekend, and as most of you know, we drink a lot of Virginia wines, so we were focusing our beverages on Virginia wines and. Had about, I don't know, I guess 15 people showed up. Well, we invited 18 or something like that. So 15 out of 18 is not bad. And almost everyone wore costumes. We had a little costume party. And the person who won for the best costume, we had a little contest for the best costume, was a girl who dressed up with a chef's hat on, an apron, and she had an iron around her neck, you know, like an iron you iron clothes with. And she called herself the Iron Chef. And we just thought that was so creative. So she won the prize for best costume. And the prize was really like a bucket of candies and a little gourmet coffees and things like that. Some of the other costumes that were of people who were there, I was dressed up as a prisoner. We had a cat in the hat. We had a meth addict. We had a pimp, a leather daddy. A Pakistani person. This one lady dressed up as Teresa Caputo, who was the Long Island medium, and her hair looked almost exactly like the lady on Long Island medium. So that was kind of cool. But we had a really good time. And Halloween is now Halloween's tomorrow. Since it's during the week, we're not doing anything, but. And also in my building, you can decide if you're going to hand out candy or not. And I'm not going to do that because I don't want the candy in my house. I'm trying to get back on my diet. But I guess that's pretty much it. I don't know. I changed the look on my blog to reflect the fall season. We went last weekend of the party, I should say. We went walking around the neighborhood to see the fall foliage, and I took lots of pictures, and the one picture that's on the header of my website is a picture that I took while out walking. This is all the leaves on the ground because most of them have fallen at this point. But fall is my favorite, absolutely favorite season, so I reflected that on my blog, and I look forward to, like, I love Thanksgiving and the season leading up to Christmas. You know, I'm not a huge Christmas person, but all of the cold weather, the changing season, the shorter days, longer nights, all that kind of stuff. I just love this time of year. So fall is my favorite season, and I will say that over and over and over again. So anyway, that is my update. I'm sorry it's been almost 2 months since I podcasted. I know some people were asking me, are you ever going to podcast again? Oh, and that reminds me, I was supposed to record with Arthur for our other podcast, but my lights were flickering at the time that we were supposed to record, so I just said, let's not record during this hurricane, because we were supposed to do it last night, or Sunday night, and I forgot Sunday night, and I said Monday night, but then Monday night was the hurricane, so I'm like, let's just not do it. So, and I know it's been about 3 weeks for that, so we'll get back to that definitely next weekend before the election. So I want to end this by just saying I hope everyone gets out and votes next Tuesday, if you have not already, with early voting. And I hope everyone who listens to this in the Northeast came through Sandy safely and without any major damages. And I will probably try to podcast more often. That's all I can say. So until next time, bye.